It has been a busy and eventful earnings season, but not everything is as good as it seems. And today, we're going back to look at another stock that is troubled beneath the surface despite good earnings. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we are joined by the experts from New Construct, a research firm that evaluates securities differently. They dig in at the bottom and they work their way up, which is important because you can frequently just kind of look at the numbers, take a quick look at the top down, and they look great, and you're not actually considering the important question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is possible, and if you dig in at the bottom and you work your way up and you find that something is different, well, if it's misleading, it is dangerous. If you want to find out more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So there's always a lot more detail on the stocks that we talk about here and some other stocks as well. David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. David, thank you for joining me again on Money Life.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Beyond Meat.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
No paradise, no cheeseburger, no burger at all. The only ones who are perhaps happy with Beyond Meat, but you're not exactly a cow, David, and you're not cowing to the numbers. So what's the problem here, and why is this a particular Danger Zone pick after second quarter earnings?
Yeah, I mean, look, our thesis is coming true. And don't get me wrong. Look, I like cows. I'm all for, you know, people, vegetarians. I'm a try being a vegetarian myself. Look, I got nothing against the product, just like we don't have anything against Tesla cars. But there's a difference between a good company and a good stock. And with Beyond Meat, you're dealing with just an incredibly overpriced business, I think, because people are overweighting the importance of what they perceive as its first mover advantage, which is completely gone. And you got a business that's probably never going to make any money because it's competing with these huge companies that have much bigger production scale, much bigger distribution. They already own all kinds of shelf space. You know, in some cases, Beyond Meat is going to be competing like with a Kroger for shelf space in Kroger's own store. You know, what do you think Kroger's going to do? They're going to like, oh, hey, Beyond Meat, they're going to give you all this space to sell stuff. No, they're going to shut it down and put their own stuff on the shelf, right? So, you know, whenever your distribution partners are also your competitors, you're in trouble. Whenever big companies like Conagra Foods or Tyson or Kellogg that are huge food producers already and can sport huge amounts of scale immediately, you're in trouble. And when your valuation assumes that you're going to have nearly 38% of the entire plant-based meat market in the next 5 years or 6 years, your valuation is just, it's off the charts. As a reference point, JBS is the largest meat processor in the world. They only have 4% market share, right? So expecting that Beyond Meat, with all the competitors that are out there, is going to go from its 7% market share, which is impressive at this point, right? You know, at one point, Tesla had impressive market share. It doesn't anymore. Competition is real, and the stock's got huge downside. Even if consensus is right, it's overpriced by over 50%.
What that means is that for Beyond Meat, this is kind of their business plan.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah, well, when Tuesday shows up, what we're suggesting is there's not going to be a whole lot of money in this. So how badly valued is this stock?
The current price is $125. All right. So I always like to tell you what that means in terms of what the company has to do to achieve that, right? That means they have to improve their profit margin to 6%. That's going from negative 15. And by the way, 6% is the same as Tyson Foods, right? A huge successful company, right? So a huge margin improvement and grow revenue at 45% compounded annually through 2027. That's three times the projected industry growth, okay? And that means it would grow from 7% market share to 38% market share. That's what you got to do to justify $125. I mean, talk about being priced for perfection. That's absurd. Now, if we assume that they can achieve those same margins, so we're going to still give them credit for margins, but we're going to assume that they only meet consensus growth rates, right, which we only get out to 2023, the growth consensus, which is around 22%. But then after that, revenue growth drops to 20% in 24, 15% in 2025, and 12% in 2026 and 2027. So you still get this huge margin improvement. You still get kind of ridiculous, I think, overly optimistic consensus revenue growth. But after those next 3 years, it drops to more reasonable levels. Then it's only worth $29 a share, 77% downside. So, you know, we don't like target prices, and I don't even like throwing that stuff out there. But yeah, I think it could go down a lot more than just to $29. So I think the margin of 6%, NOPAT margin, after-tax margin of 6% is unachievable. And I don't think they're going to continue to grow that fast. I mean, there's just too much competition. It's a commoditized product.
Okay. But here you are flashing the danger sign.
Danger, danger.
And yet we just saw this company come through earnings and not have all these things happen. So what's it going to take for people to wake up and realize there's no meat in this financial picture?
There's no meat on the bone here for this stock. Well, I mean, look, growth rates are already coming way down. Retail sales in the United States were down 14% year over year in 2021, up less than just 1% in the first half of 2021. The growth rates are already decelerating big time, right? We're in the 20s and 30s compared to last year when we were over 200% in 2020 and 2019. So look, it's already starting to unravel. But you know, look, Chuck, it's, when you got meme stocks doing what they're doing, and we've talked about that before, you're asking me when is the market going to get rational about Beyond Meat? And, you know, I can't tell you when the market's going to get rational about Beyond Meat. I can just say to our listeners, be careful. When the music stops on this thing, it can be really ugly. And, you know, these meme stock crowds, the apes are fickle. You know, who knows when they decide to change their mind to what to go after, what to push up, what to push down. You might as well be in stocks that don't have this kind of risk. There's just no reason to take that kind of risk and gamble if you don't want to.
And that's why, yeah, Beyond Meat, it is not something you want to be looking at right now. Potential 70% downside. And the whole case is laid out for you at newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks. David Trainer, always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for coming on to do it.
Loved it, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president at New Constructs. Again, newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs to get more information. Up next on Money Life, it is market call time, and we've got some stock talk coming right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.